We are back here on The Game. John, Tyler, Mitch. We will talk with Dennis Dodd here in just a moment about the article that he wrote on Bill Snyder. We just put it up on the Twitter account, The Game KMAN. So you can see the link there if you want to have a little better idea about what we are discussing here. You know, I forgot one of the main points I was going to make about it, and that is, you know, the title of the article again, that the end is near for Bill Snyder after cancer diagnosis, if only he could see it. And I take that actually to be more complimentary. Just his will is not allowing him to view this situation the way most of us would. I was going to make the point that, look, he's always said he's going to do it until he feels like he's not effective anymore. He's at 77, and the program is arguably in as good a spot as it's been at any point since he came back. I mean, it feels a lot like the same position that the program was in going from 2011 to 2012. Now, I don't want to put that type of expectation on this team, but you know, it's in at least the same ballpark of 11 to 12, that transition, and 13 to 14, that transition. It's probably somewhere in between there is more accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would
think,
say.
Yeah.
And so you can therefore argue that it's basically just as good as it's been at any point since he has been back, and that's with him here still at 77. And that is another one of those situations where you say, well, he probably shouldn't be able to do this right now, but he is because he's Bill Snyder. And that's how he rolls. That's how things go when you're Bill Snyder.
And, you know, we're going to talk about this more in the second hour, but when the computers are saying that you're going to win 7.5 games, that's actually a lot more respect than K-State typically gets going into a season. We're used to seeing, you know, 5.5 wins or something like that, getting picked 8th in the Big 12. But K-State's, and as it's pointed out in the article, K-State has a chance to be picked in the top 3 in the Big 12 preseason. Very good chance to win at least 8 or 9 games this year. That's about as much preseason pub as you're going to get when you're K-State. And if it goes as well as that amount of publicity has gotten in previous years, K-State's going to have a very nice season.
Yeah, I would agree. And that is some of what we are going to talk about in hour two. We're having trouble getting Dennis Dodd on the line here. Hopefully we will get that soon. We'll let you know as soon as we can there. I mean, maybe we can touch a little bit on, you know, the expectation level for K-State football now and where things are at right now. You know, I would say, I'm trying to think in terms of going from 11 to 12 and 13 to 14, where it feels like this is more at. Because I do think it feels like a step above 13 to 14, because there was still, you know, the quarterback battle. It appeared that Jake Waters had won out by that point in time, and there was going to be more stability moving forward. And it doesn't feel quite like, you know, Colin Klein had that breakout 2011 season. You had Arthur Brown, who you knew was a bona fide star on defense. It doesn't feel like the star power is quite there like that. But it is still in a way different, because either way, you had star power when you're talking about Colin Klein, Arthur Brown. On the other end, it was Tyler Lockett was really the star. If you want to say Tyler Lockett, Jake Waters, I suppose that works as well. There's not as much of that with this team coming back. It's just such a widespread depth of talent.
Yeah, but I will say that before we just, you know, assume that the hype going into 2012 was, you know, way over the top.
Maybe it was not, by the way, because I remember being very surprised were not as, you know, picked as highly. The storyline nationally from 11 to 12 was so many of those games were like razor-thin wins,
right,
7 points or less, that K-State's going to fade back. The luck meter is going to swing back the other way.
Right, or regressing to the mean, essentially.
Yes,
that's
a better way to put it.
But it was just a huge gap between the national perception and the K-State fan perception. I think that you could say that K-State fans were more excited going into 2012 than they are going into this season. But when you look at where the nation thinks K-State will be, those two things are a lot closer together, and so that makes it kind of apples and oranges. But, yeah, it's right in there with going into 2012 and going into 2014, and certainly the last few times this has happened with K-State, it has turned out to be a very good season. So I think that everything is trending in that direction.
I would agree. And, again, if you want to read that Dennis Dodd article, we did link it on Twitter. So we are joined right now by Dennis Dodd, and appreciate his time. You know, I really enjoyed reading the piece on Bill Snyder earlier today. We've explained it, you know, briefly summarized it, I think, as much as we can here to the listeners. But just in your words, Dennis, what was the message that you really wanted to convey about Bill Snyder with the article?
Just that, you know, I think after the health scare, we can kind of see, now we can see an end to Bill Snyder's career. You know, I just don't know what it is or when. You know, I don't think he sees it. He kind of, at the very end, and he was barely asked about the whole cancer thing yesterday. You know, I was disappointed I couldn't go. I was getting back from the Final Four. But, you know, there are questions about the backup right guard and running backs and quarterbacks. You know, we only get him 30 minutes every week during the season. That was a significant issue for him, for the program, for K-State. And he was only asked about it like three times during 30 minutes. I thought the question at the end, someone asked about it was about his longevity, and he stopped and paused. You know, have you thought about your longevity? He said, "No, I really haven't." And he started another sentence and just ended it very abruptly. So I thought that was interesting. As much as we can read into Bill Snyder, who, you know, as an emotive person doesn't give us much, I thought that was interesting. Of course he thought about his longevity. I mean, after something like this, everybody who goes through something like this thinks about their longevity, both professionally and as a human being. So, you know, it stopped him in his tracks, I thought.
Dennis Dodd talking with us from CBS Sports, CBS Sports senior writer. Yeah, I agree with you on that, from someone that was at the press conference. I think some of it with Bill Snyder, as you heard the way that he responded to a lot of it at the beginning, he wants to brush it aside pretty quick, and so it can become, you know, as a media member, feeling like an exercise in futility to try and keep, you know, asking those types of questions.
Yeah, no, and that's why I talk to other people about him to try to get a sense for what he went through. I mean, to see him at the Big 12 tournament, watching K-State in Kansas City on what was the last day of his treatment, I thought was significant. Knowing I'm consider myself a little bit of an expert here, I have people in my family who've gone through this. That treatment is cumulative. It's not something you just get better from. It wears you down and beats you down. And here's Bill Snyder at K-State, you know, Big 12 basketball game. But I guess we'd expect nothing less, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Dennis, something I wanted to ask you about and something that stood out to me from your article is when you talked to Phil Bennett and he said that Snyder preferred to text versus actually talk. How surprising was that to you, just because of how much we know about Bill Snyder and how he likes the traditional form of communication?
I think he's just frustrated at communication. I think maybe his throat was so raspy or hurt that, you know, he saw the benefits of texting, which everybody does and everybody can do. So that's what I read into it. And I'd forgotten, it's been, holy cow, 16 years since Phil Bennett was there, and they are still as close as ever. We know what Phil Bennett went through when he was at K-State, life-changing event. And I love the anecdote about John Chavis from A&M calling him before the bowl game and Phil going, you know who you're talking about, right? I'm not going to give you anything. You know how close Phil and I are. And good for him. You know, it's a great relationship.
Dennis Dodd talking with us from CBS Sports. Did you get the feeling from talking to, you know, Phil Bennett, Stan Weber is quoted in the article, and just other people that are around him? Do you get the feeling that people think this is going to be the last year?
No, not at all. We all talked amongst ourselves that what I just said, that, okay, now we can see an end. There's an end in sight. You know, this is, you don't go through something like this at age 77 without reconsidering, you know, what your prospects and your future is. But no one said, this has got to be it for us. I think we can all think it or speculate at it. But no one said that. And frankly, the issue wasn't raised. I think we've all been conditioned to think this is going to go on forever.
Yeah, well, that's the way that it seems. We're still doing it at this high level at 77. You know, he's got the program in arguably as good a shape as it's been since he has come back the second time around. Big picture with him, his resume, two conference titles, 18 bowl games. He has 14 seasons of 9-plus wins after last year and the turnaround job. Where does he fit in your opinion, with the greatest coaches of all time?
Well, I'll just put it this way. I think it's the perfect way to put it. He is one of only four coaches who have college football coaches that have entered the College Football Hall of Fame while active. And the last three were Bobby Bowden, Joe Paterno, and Bill Snyder. So I think that's all you have to know about that Hall of Fame, which has been around forever. It is overseen by the National Football Foundation, which traces its roots back to General MacArthur in the early 50s. And there's only been four of these guys. And let's see, I guess three of them have been inducted in the last 10 years. So that ought to tell you what Bill Snyder is. I mean, I can't remember if I had the quote in the story from Todd Graham, but Todd Graham, the coach at Arizona State, and that's where I was Monday, dropping by during the Final Four, he said, Bill Snyder is the coach of the century. So that ought to give you an idea.
Dennis, something I wanted to ask you about. In addition to all of these things that are going on, you've got a K-State fan base that is pretty excited about the upcoming season. What are your expectations for this K-State team?
I think they're going to be very good. They should be picked no lower than third in the Big 12. I think Oklahoma and Oklahoma State are going to be 1-2 in some order, both playoff-worthy. Oklahoma State, in my opinion, they have the best offense in college football. Oklahoma, you know about. There's a lot of talent. But I think with all those, with everybody back at Kansas State, Jesse Ertz and crew, they're going to be very, very good with Oklahoma at home, Oklahoma State on the road. And I don't remember where the Texas game is, but Kansas State owns Texas anyway. So I don't know what that is. They'll be a solid three, and we'll all look silly at the end of the season because they're always undervalued and always overachieved.
Well, Dennis, much appreciate the time. Again, we link to the article on our Twitter account. Everybody out there can go read the article on Bill Snyder. But appreciate the time, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
All right. There's Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports, CBSSports.com. Senior writer, we will take a break, come back, wrap up the hour, and get going here on The Game on KMAN.